This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: public comment deadline nears on proposed major WIP expansion. September 20 is the deadline for public comments and requests for a hearing on the proposal to expand by about 30% the amount of radioactive and hazardous waste allowed at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. On August 6, the 73rd anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, the New Mexico Environment Department opened the public comment period on the request by the Department of Energy, DOE, and its contractor, Nuclear Waste Partnership, NWP, to change the way the amount of waste has been measured for more than two decades. The request explains that the effect of the change would reduce the amount of waste emplaced in WIP as of December 6, 2017, by 930,000 cubic feet from 3,238,673 cubic feet to 2,307,708 cubic feet. Nevertheless, DOE has not explained where the additional waste would be disposed, since there is not space in the existing underground rooms, nor why the change is needed when WIP is less than 60% filled. WIP is a deep geologic repository for plutonium-contaminated transuranic waste, also known as TRU waste, created by manufacturing nuclear weapons. It's located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Because the federal WIP Land Withdrawal Act limits the amount of waste to 6.2 million cubic feet, how to measure the amount of waste is important. Waste emplaced at WIP has always been measured based on the volume of the container. By container volume is the way DOE has always reported to Congress how much waste is at WIP. By container volume is how DOE contractors have been paid and received performance bonuses. By container volume is the way that the WIP permit and permits in other states calculate the amount of waste. The modification request would create an additional measurement called the, quote, Land Withdrawal Act TRU Waste Volume of Record, which means the volume of TRU waste inside a disposal container, end quote. An unstated reason for the proposed measurement is that space for more than 1 million cubic feet of waste has been forfeited or lost because of bad DOE management, poor contractor performance, and inefficiencies during the past 19 years of WIP's operations. Because of poor planning and other inefficiencies, DOE has shipped and disposed of many empty or dunnage containers, has not filled containers to capacity, yet the contractors have been paid fully, and in some cases received bonuses. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center explained his concern about expanding WIP. He said, quote, "For the Environment Department to allow much more waste risks the health and environment for all New Mexicans," end quote. Public comments can be emailed to ricardo.maestas@state.nm.us by Thursday, September 20th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download a sample public comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.